Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim, Daf Bidald, and the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Asiri, beginning of Halacha Gimel. So the Mishnah, Hiviu Lefonov Yerokos V'Chazeres. So we continue in the process of Leila Seder. They bring in front of him vegetables and Chazeres. We'll see in the Gemara, the one way to understand it means it could be any vegetable. If he doesn't have anything else, he'll use Chazeres, which means lettuce, even though that will be used for maror, as we'll see in a moment. Metabel b'chazeres, he will do tibul. Tibul means he will dip the chazeres, because those days, the way they ate, everything they ate, they dipped it. So it means he eats the chazeres, he eats the vegetable. Atshu magia l'paperes abas, before he actually eats the bread. Usually you don't eat vegetables before you eat the bread. But here you do it first, in order for the children to ask questions. Now he reaches the bread, he reaches matzah. So they bring in front of him the matzah, chazeres, which means the maror, the charoises, which is the sweet dip to take away the strength of the maror. The charoises, this dip, it's not a mitzvah, but it's a minik to do it. It is a mitzvah to use chazeres. Over Mikdash, revim the front of Guvish Pesach, when Beis HaMikdash still existed. So then, in Leila Seder, they brought in front of him the actual Korban Pesach, the actual meat. Says the Gemara, Chavirai, Mishab Yechonon, Tzorech Latabel, Bechazeres, Shnei Pomim. He needs to dip the Chazeres twice. Meaning, if he has lettuce at the beginning of the meal, he has to dip it again once he eats the matzah. Why is that so? So Abraham explains, because he holds the En Yoitzim B'mitzah without Kavana. Mitzah Tzorech's Kavana. So if a person ate the lettuce originally in the beginning of the meal, but did not have intention to be yotze maror, he's not yotze. So he has to eat it again after he eats matzah. He doesn't have to do it, but because you're yotze, the mitzvah, even without kavana, but we still eat chazeres again just for the minik to have a matzos u'miroyim yichlu, eat matzah to eat maror after that. Shimon Lokeshomar, he disagrees. Only if he did not eat chazeres in the beginning, he'll eat it after matzah. But once you ate maror, you ate lettuce in the beginning of the meal, you don't have to eat it again. You ate to the mitzvah. Our Mishnah argues the Rish Lakish. Because we say in the Mishnah, we'll see it in our own base, that the song of Manishtana, what does the child ask the father? All the nights we dip vegetable only once, and now we're dipping it twice. So you see, you dip it twice. Says the Gemara, "Sovav Shimon Lakish halado de bar kapra." Rish Lakish held like the Bryce of the bar kapra said. Masnis to pligo al bar kapra. Now our Mishnah doesn't go with bar kapra. What is bar kapra's gear so? Shebechol aleilos onu madbili moisa im apas vekan anu madbili moisa vneyatzo. It's a different gear so. Every night of the year we dip, meaning we eat vegetables with bread. And now we eat the vegetable on its own in the beginning of the meal. But now they have to eat it twice. Mastiso pligol Rabbi Yochanan. We have a braiso that argues Rabbi Yochanan, because it says in the braiso, yoitzim mimatzo ben shechivin ben shelo yechivin. That a person who eats matzo is yoitzim even without kavona. Rabbi Yochanan's whole sheet is based on the fact that you're not yoitzim without kavona. And that's so when you eat the mar in the beginning of the meal, you're not yoitzim mar. But here you see that you're yoitzim with matzo even without kavona. Answers the Gemara, Ochok became in Shehesev Chazoka Kivin. Because by matzo, you have to eat it with a seva. You have to eat it when you're leaning down. So if you're leaning, you for sure have kavana to eat matzo. But maror, you don't eat by seva. You don't eat it when you're leaning. So if you don't have kavana, if you don't know that he has kavana, we say mitzvah tzuchas kavana. And therefore, when he eats the vegetables at the beginning of the meal, he's not yoytze de maror. Mitzvah of Yirmir, come here, Zahiro. So if Yirmir asked if I have Zahiro, I must need to pligo Shimon Lokish. Our Mishnah argues in Rish Lakish, because it says in our Mishnah, he viewed in front of matzah, the chazeres, the charoises. To bring in front of the matzah, the lettuce, the chazeres, and charoises, the dip. Avabishin, charoises, mitzvah. And the Mishnah says, charoises is not a mitzvah. Mashba, chazeres, it mitzvah. Chazeres is a mitzvah. And the more understands that according to Rish Lakish, that we read the Mishnah, the Pashpashah in the Mishnah, that he brought chazeres at the beginning, then it says that the chazeres after. And the Mishnah says that the charoises is not a mitzvah, mashal the chazer is the lettuce is a mitzvah. Hence the Gemara in the Pidal Amud Beis, Omer Leisha Ken Rav Mitabil B'Turdin. Turdin is a different type of vegetable. Meaning when the Mishnah says in the beginning that you use chazeres, it's only an example. The way you read the Mishnah is, he viewed in front of you rakos, you bring in front of him vegetables, the chazeres or chazeres, but if you don't have any other vegetable, you bring lettuce. But it doesn't have to be lettuce. So when the Mishnah says that they bring in front of them the matzah, chazeres, and chareses, he's referring to if he did not bring him chazeres at the beginning, he didn't give him lettuce at the beginning, he used a different vegetable. Like our minhag today is to use a potato. And Rav used to use tarragon, which is reddish. So that's why the Mishnah is not a question of Rish Lakish. The merchants in Yerushalayim used to say, come buy chareses, which is a mitzvah, like a blazer, but tzaddik in our Mishnah that holds it is a mitzvah. The people in the household of Isi said the name of Isi, why you call chareses rubo? She rovim, when he fights with the mar, it takes away the strength of the mar. Rabbi Shumalei v'amar tzricho shetei avo. You need to make the chareses very thick. Why do you have to make it thick? That tells you that we remind ourselves of the teeth, the cement, the clay that Jewish people used in Mitzrayim. There's another bride that says it should be soft. Why it should be soft? It reminds us of the blood that Pharaoh took out from the Jewish children. Says the Gemara, begvulin tzrichim shnei tashilim. Outside of Beis Hamikdash, you have two cooked dishes. Even though we don't have Pesach anymore, like we had time of the Mikdash, you have to have something which is Zecher Pesach and another one which is Zecher for Korban Chagigo. Halacha da'al zog de mishta. Mozguloi koi sheni. Now they poured it for him the second cup. Because they were going in the order of let us say that we said he poured the first cup, you're bringing the first vegetable, and even though we'll have vegetable later, so we mentioned the discussion of the vegetables, which one is the Iker Mitzvah. Now we're going back to the order of the Seder, they're pouring near the second cup. The Kana ben Sheryl here, the son asks the question. The son doesn't know how to ask, so the father will teach him. Why is this night different than all the nights of the year? Every night of the year we dip the vegetable once, and now you're dipping twice. Chaim quotes the Gemara in the Bavli that says we don't necessarily dip it once during the nights of the year. So it means even once we don't dip. And here we are very careful to dip it twice. Every night of the year we eat chametz or matzo, whatever we want. Tonight you have to eat only matzo. This is one of the questions that were asked at Tarei Beis Hamikdash. That all the nights of the year we could eat any type of meat. It could be roasted, it could be very cooked, or it could be regular cooked. But tonight, this night of Pesach, we did only roasted. Based on the intelligence of the son, the father teaches him. You start from the bad of Klal Yisrael and end with something good. He dashes the pasha in Pashas Kisavoy from Arami Avidovi until the end of the Pasha. And that's the Seder that we have in the Agodash of Pesach. Someone did not say these three things, he's not Yotze Chayvo, what is his obligation to do in the night of Pesach. Pesach, Matzah, Umeroyri. These are the three things you have to say. Pesach, Shanja Pasach, Amokom, Abot, Tehavu, Seder, Mitzray. Pesach is Lashon, Passover. We will pass over the houses of our parents in Mitzray. That our parents, our fathers, were redeemed in Mitzrayim. Mara reminds us of the suffering that our fathers had in Egypt. Every generation one has to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Person has to teach his son, Pavuze Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. Hashem did it to me when I left Mitzrayim. And the Gemara concludes with the lashon of the bracha that we say in the end of the Agoda. Lafiganu chayavim lehoidois lehalel leshabeach. We have to praise different lashonim of praising the fire, the roimim, the natzach, the gadel, the mishaosod lanu is kol nisim eilu to the one who made all these miracles for itzion me'avdus lecheres took us out from slavery to freedom. V'nemar lefonav alelukon. We have to say the halal in front of him. Says the Gemara, Tanya Abchiyo keneged arbo bonim dibre Torah. The Torah spoke about four different sons. So Rechaim explains, because there's different psukim in the Torah referring to different answers we tell the sons. Who are the four sons? Ben Chacham, the wise son. Ben Rosho, the wicked son. Ben Tipish, the unintelligent son, the not sophisticated son. And Ben Sheiner, the Elisha, the son who does not know how to ask. Ben Chacham, what does Ben Chacham ask? That's a quote from Parshas Vayeschan. Whole list of questions, a very sophisticated question. What exactly has Shmuel taught us? He wants to know all the details. What are you going to answer him? This is the answer that which is brought down. Parshas Vehaki of Yachor and Parshas Boi. Shmuel took us out strongly from Mitzrayim. And the Torah goes ahead to describe exactly what happened in Mitzrayim. This is what he teaches the Ben Achocham. Ben Rosho, what is the question of the Ben Rosho? This is a question of Pasha's boy in the Pasha of Mishchu Kulochem. It's not a sophisticated question asking the details. It just says, Why are you making us work so hard every year? That's a question of someone who's rebellion, who's coming against the system. Mikivan Shoitzi, that's when Nikolai took himself out of Am Yisrael, of a time where Lord Bavur says, is Bavur says Hashem Li. Hashem did to me, Li Aso Lo Yisra Yish Lo Yosra. He did it to me and not to you. Yilo Aya Yisra Yish Ba Mitzrayim, that person, meaning this child was there in Mitzrayim, Lo Aya Ro Yili Go Hashem Lo Yilom, he would not be redeemed from there forever. As we know, the Rishayim of Klai Yisrael stayed in Mitzrayim. Tipesh Ma'omir, what's the question with the Tipesh? The unsophisticated son, Mazois, what is this? It doesn't detail, doesn't explain himself. Mazois, what is it? That's the question that begins in Parshas Vayakev Yacho, where we have the answer of the Chacham. So it says the Gemara, the Peyam, Udalef, Afat, Limdoi, Hilchus, Pesach, come and teach him the halachos of Pesach, Shein, Maftir, Machar, Pesach, Afikoimon. You teach him all the halachos of Pesach until the last halacha. What's the last halacha? Ein, Maftir, Machar, Pesach, Afikoimon. After Pesach, you don't do Afikoimon. What is Afikoimon? The way the Yerushalmi explains, once you ate in one group, you can't join another group. That's what afiku iman means. Afiku mono. Take out your kelim, take out your vessels, go from one place to another. After Pesach, you don't have afiku iman, you can't move from one group to another. The son doesn't know how to ask, you open it for him and you explain to him. And that's learned from the pasuk that says, even though he's not asking you, you'll tell him. It says the Gemara, my basi, mastiso, okay, and that's what our Mishnah refers to. If the son doesn't have das, the father will teach him. So when our Mishnah is speaking about the son and the father teaches, it's referring to the ben, she'ein no yoidea lishur. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Pei Daled.